For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mike Payne and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at MarkSpain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Into the 11 o'clock hour on this Friday night, it is a Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, and Ellie.
Yeah.
Nine floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. Dom Jarofsky getting it done on the other side of the glass for us tonight. And, boy, we got a guest coming up momentarily, but right now we got one more report. Day-Day Lewis, he's at a game in town, not too far from us. You know, over here at Midtown High School. Let's check in with Day-Day.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live here at Midtown High School, where we've gone final, guys. 29-13, your final score. Maynard Jackson picking up the win. I'm here with head coach Eric Williams. Coach, congratulations on the win. A little scrappy, a little chippy tonight, but you guys still come on top. Most importantly, you moved to 2-0 in the region standings.
That's right. You know how kids. Our kids fought hard, played discipline. Initially played discipline football, but like you said, they got a little chippy at the end. But that's our kids. You know, they're young and eager, and they're very aggressive. So, you know, I'd rather say whoa instead of say sick.
Right. Yep. All right, let's talk about that defensive stance at the end, towards the end of the first half there, where Drew was threatening to score. I want to say it was like second and goal, and then eventually fourth and goal. They forced a turnover, which resulted in a touchback. How big was that for momentum for y'all? Because you guys come out and strike first in the third quarter.
Right, that was big. You know, I use that. They have a great running back. I use that as a motivation tool the entire week. You know, the kid is the leading rusher in 4A before tonight. So, you know, he had 300 yards last week on this very same field versus Midtown. So I challenged them to come out and meet the task of making sure he didn't do that against Maynard Jackson. So they rose to the challenge and rose to the occasion, and we did a great job on that goal line stands.
All right. I know you got to get back to the film room and look at everything, but initially, what are some of the things you want to clean up as you guys get ready for Midtown next week?
We just want to play a cleaner brand of football, and when you're ahead, you don't want to get into the chippiness of the game. You want to stay disciplined and just finish the game out in a good fashion.
All right. Congratulations on winning tonight, Coach. Good luck down the stretch.
All right. Thank you.
Sam and Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. And Coach Williams, you talked about him earlier and the work that he's done, just a yeoman's job down through the years there at Maynard Jackson.
Yeah, one of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Fantastic job. Another coach we keep an eye on is down at East Coweta. They are on a bus ride back from Perry with a big win, 31-15 East Coweta, the win over Perry tonight. And Coach John Small is nice enough to spend some time with us on the ride back. Coach, congratulations on the win. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Hey, thank you, Sam and Chris. We appreciate you giving me something to do on this ride back.
Hey, Coach, that ride back's a lot shorter when you get the win. Congrats on the win tonight.
I tell you what, it's a lot sweeter ride after that picture. That was a tough environment to play. Perry's got an unbelievable football program. They're first class, and we had our hands full from the beginning. And we went into the game with two starters on defense out from being injured this week in practice, and then we lost three kids within the first 4 minutes of the game to injury. So we really faced some adversity early, and the kids just did a phenomenal job of rallying around one another and next man up in mentality. So I was really proud of them.
Yeah, that Perry team was the defending state champ, Sam. This is one of the best teams, all classifications. Really, really good win for East Coweta tonight. Mike Bell would be happy.
Yeah, Mike Bell will be very happy with you, Coach.
Yeah, well, he needs to get me back on the golf course. We ain't been able to play in a while, but now he may take me again since we won a game.
He asks about you every week, if it makes you feel better. He asks what the chances for East Coweta are every week. So he's a favorite.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one. Good to have him in our corner down here.
Fantastic. Well, thoughts on what have things going your way for your team? You had some close calls. A really close call with the North Cobb team. What have you found out about this team? A win like a win tonight tell you about the possibilities for your team?
Well, I think we got a really talented team, good bunch of kids, and I think we got in our own way early in the year. in two of our losses, played some good teams, but we didn't help ourselves out. But we had to go back and look at, you know, what the problems were, not scheme-wise, but where the attitudes were and the mentality was. And our kids have really grown the last couple of weeks and really proud of their resiliency and how they've really rallied around one another. And so we've seen tremendous progress in that.
Coach, I could argue that top to bottom, this is one of the toughest schedules in the state of Georgia.
Who made up this schedule, yeah. Coach?
Well, I'd love to blame it on somebody else, but I'm just a glutton for punishment, man. I just believe in playing the best people we can play and giving our kids an opportunity to compete at the highest level. And, you know, football is a great teacher of life, man, and you deal with adversity in life. And if these kids can learn that right now, they're going to be better off when they're men.
Coach, what was something tonight that really was the difference in the game?
Well, I think our defense really stood out tonight. They got us off the field, and offensively we couldn't really get much going. And, you know, we lost two tight ends in back-to-back series. And so we kind of had to go back to the drawing board. And my OC, Kelby Holt, was joking. He said, we went back to day two of spring practice offensive game plan and really simplified it. But just had to settle the kids down and do it, you know, do what we need to do to run the game, win the game. And some kids really stepped up at different positions. We put them in different positions, and they made some plays for us. And so really, really proud of that.
Fantastic, fantastic. Like we talk about, this region you're in is a challenging one, and you really don't catch a break. I mean, you got Cambridge coming up next. They're off to a fantastic start. But you will do all the fact-finding and find out everything you need before you hit, you know, Douglas County and Carrollton and Westlake and Chapel Hill. You know, you've prepared yourself in your pre-region schedule. You think adequately the schedule is going to let you know everything you need to know about your squad?
Yeah, I believe it is. You know, that those region game, non-region games really show you where you're at and what you got to work on. And the biggest challenge when we get to region is finding out who's playing for the other team, because they got some new kids all the time. So we just got our dudes every week, and then we're going to watch film and say, who's that guy? Where did he come from? You know, so, but it is what it is, man. We're going to compete our butts off, man.
Oh, my.
I appreciate that answer, Coach. So, so Coach, my daughter Ellie is here with us today, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to defer my question to Ellie. So, Ellie, you going to ask Coach Schmall a question?
Sure, I'll ask the question. These next few weeks, what do you think you're going to do to continue to improve your team?
Well, that's a great question. That's always going into the next week. You want to go, you know, what we won, let's celebrate, it's over. You know, now what do we got to do to improve? And, you know, I think just the consistency of executing each play is going to be important. And this time of year, you know, going into game six, you know, you're beat, everybody's beat up. So it's a way of, you know, finding out how we're going to be able to practice and get tougher, but also how we're going to take care of our guys to keep them healthy to get them to the next game. So that's going to be our challenge.
It's a real balance.
That's a great question, Ellie.
And it's a real balance, isn't it, Coach? I mean, getting after it, but not so much. You know, I mean, that's one of the things I struggle with a lot, Sam, as a coach. And, you know, it's a struggle to be physical at practice, to get after it, to set the standard for what you need, but also not in a manner that takes people out of the game.
Right.
Right, Coach? And I think it's increasingly harder than it's ever been, right?
It is, because, you know, nowadays, you know, kids get an ankle sprain, you think their leg's been cut off. The toughness mentality, you got to work on that. But you do have to go out there and bang each other because that's what's going to happen on a Friday, and you got to practice full speed in practice. But you got to tone it down sometimes, but you got to pick your times
that's
to
right.
do it. And, you know, and we're not blessed with a ton of, you know, depth or bit. We can't go out and get a guy who we have. If Billy gets hurt, then Tommy's got to step up, you know.
Right.
So it is what it is. But we take the philosophy that we're going to go out there, we're going to practice hard because we want to be a tough mentally, tough physical football team. And, you know, if somebody gets banged up, they get banged up. And, you know, we've just got to get somebody else ready to play. So you can't wait till Friday to do it. You got to do it during the week.
Yeah, he's right about the toughness.
Yeah.
For a reference point, because Ellie's here, one time Coach Ellie was running cross country and got hurt and said her foot hurt. I made fun of her all week and told her how to suck it up, showed her football tapes of people. She had broken her leg. So, yeah, that was my great parenting moment.
been dad of the year that year, too, didn't you?
I was trying to instill some toughness. My heart was in the right place, but yeah.
That's right. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. We need more of that with kids. They get to toughen up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just try to help them as we can, so.
Will you do that? You do, and you know, and that goes back to his roots as far as the game and growing up. I mentioned when I talked you calling you that we talked with Deion Grant earlier, and Chris didn't know you were from Augusta. I said, yeah, man, we got two Augusta folks
on the
show tonight.
Night, baby.
It's Augusta night. You know, he talked about him winning the state championship down there at Josie, and how much excitement that caused at the time that he was down there, and how that program just blossomed during those. That time frame that he was there with Coach Starr down there.
I don't think they ever beat West when I was there, so that's a good thing. I can always hold on.
Coach, I know this is going to shock you, but when they had some good players, they had some good teams.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, when Deion Grant was on the team, they were pretty dang good.
Yeah, that ain't nothing about X's and O's, about Jones and Joe.
That's right.
There you go. Coach, always good to catch up with you, and you know, you guys continue to enjoy that bus ride. And I know you got a nice bus. You're not riding on a school bus tonight, are you?
No, man, I'm too old. I got to be comfortable, so I got to dig in deep. Sometimes we got some great supportive parents in the great community, and I said, hey, can we ride in style? And they said, yeah, let's do it. So. If we had a loss, we'd have never done it again. So I'm glad we won this ball game.
It's always worth it when you win.
Oh yeah. Well, we appreciate you spending some time. You guys have a safe trip home and get ready for your next one, because it's going to be a tough one. You guys coming up. At least you got your next three at home. And so
yes, sir. No, we looking forward to it. Appreciate what you guys do, Sam and Chris. What you do, man, for high school sports and the coaches in the state of Georgia, man.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, y'all be good.
All right, now that is Coach John Small from East Coweta. It's good news for Mike Bell tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Good win there.
You know,
and I mean, look, they've got a tough schedule coming up, but look, they lost to North Cobb 27-20.
Yeah,
North Cobb just beat Walton 42-14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
North Cobb is good.
Yeah.
East Coweta good too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it might be like sneaky good this year. It's sneaking up. I mean, they got Carrollton, they got Douglas County, they got a tough schedule coming up.
Yep.
But they're not going to lay down in those.
Schedule's
games.
Been tough already.
Yeah,
Chris,
they're going to be ready.
You said they're going to take tough schedule coming up.
The schedule's been tough, and it's going to maintain tough.
It is going to be that.
Even Ellie got to ask a question.
Yes, she did.
Dom, is she doing okay? You're the impartial judge here.
Oh yeah, no, she hasn't ruined the show.
Okay, well at least you haven't ruined the show. That usually leaves up to me. Okay, they leave that up to me.
No, you ruined the show. She's doing an outstanding job. We're enjoying having Ellie in studio with us tonight.
Thank you. She's
been fantastic. You're great stuff. Athens Academy was a winner tonight at Commerce. Is that right? Right? They win that game.
Let's see. Let me check that.
Yeah. No. Yes. 29-28. Athens Academy over Commerce, and the special guest, thanks a lot to Jeff Hood for sharing this with me, was Coach Kirby Smart. And a lot of people thought
he got some vested interest in recruiting somebody.
And I don't know. I think he's just being dad tonight.
His son playing for Athens Academy.
Yeah, I think he's just being dad tonight. I don't. You know, everybody thought the helicopter was going here, or where the helicopter was going, because it's Friday.
Let me tell you how football works, Sam. If Georgia beats Alabama in 2 weeks. Then they'll say, what a great man Kirby Smart is, standing there with his family at a game, putting family first.
Right.
And you know what they'll say when they lose, Dom? They'll say, should have been out there recruiting, not over there at this game.
Should have been out there studying tape.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It only matters if you win or lose. They're going to write that narrative either way, baby. So I appreciate Coach Smart going to see his son.
I do. I think that's remarkable. Hey, we know what he's doing, but hey, he just wanted to be dad. Of course, Georgia not playing tomorrow. They have the big matchup coming up down in Tuscaloosa against Alabama next week. And everybody's waiting to see how they do, especially after what happened up in Kentucky last week. Wow.
Now, don't let that false alarm thing. Georgia got a good football team. That was just a little trick to make Alabama feel a little more confident.
Yep. All right, coming up next, the GPB game is done. We're going to catch up with Matt Stewart. We'll check up with him, the game there with that down in the Creekside, and just get his thoughts on the first half of this high school football season. That's coming up. We check with Matt Stewart, GPB Sports, and more scores for you here on the Scoreboard Show. High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. The High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Glad that you're with us as we're watching scores. Most games around the state have gone final. We spent some time with Coach John Small from East Coweta on his bus ride back. Comfortable. He's riding on a cruiser tonight. He's not on a school bus.
Yes, Sam. Look, I play that head coach card on that bus every now. If it's a long bus ride, I'm with him. Gotten too old for that.
You got to be comfortable. Ride in comfort. I tell you, always rides in comfort. You know, and it's basically leaving from a game, and he's working tonight for GPB, and, you know, game in the Creekside that we were watching. They were the winners tonight over Mays, but always great to catch up with him when we can is Matt Stewart, and he joins us now. Great to catch up with Matt. Matt, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Me and Chris Parker here have been watching some things tonight and watch a game down at Creekside and Mays with that one. The Creekside team, pretty impressive. We haven't seen them play much in the state of Georgia this season.
No, it's just their second game, and yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. Yeah, they're dominant, and you know, they went out of state and got beat pretty bad by DeSoto, Texas, you know, earlier in the month of September, actually at the end of August, and it's a team that's been ranked as high as number one in the country. But here in the state of Georgia, they've now beaten their two opponents by a combined 96-0. So, and it really kind of took over in the second half here against Mays tonight. And the team, you know, Mo Dixon, you know, just like last year when they lost at Mater Dei 62-0 and then didn't lose a game the rest of the way until they got to the state championship game here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, they look like a team that could do the same thing here again this year. They have been dominant since that loss at DeSoto, Texas.
Yeah, it was a close game, Matt. I mean, it's 10-0 for a while. We're trying to keep an eye on it, and game kind of got away. But what do you see that Creekside would need to improve on to have that season like they had last year?
I think just continue to get better as the season goes on. But I don't see any deficiencies, you know, in their team right now. The one thing they probably don't have that they had, you know, last year when they averaged 257 yards rushing, they don't have the big running backs like they did last year, but they offset that with Caden Benson, their quarterback, who's a dual-threat quarterback. He threw for 336 tonight, you know, rushed. At one point, he was over 100 yards rushing, took some sacks. He finishes up, I think, with 77 yards rushing. So 413 yards of total offense from their junior quarterback tonight, Caden Benson, who is a true dual-threat quarterback. The strength of their offense is in their wide receiver core. They got three legit college prospects at wide receiver. Dylan Vickerson's a four-star. You know, he's got 23 offers. It looks like Tennessee and Missouri out in front for him. He had six catches for 128 and a couple of touchdowns tonight. Damian Bam Henderson's another great wide receiver for them. He's been offered by Eastern Kentucky. Eric Paul, three-star wide receiver in the junior class. I think he has six offers as well. So they got a legit wide receiver core. They're going to be able to play pretty wide open this year. And, of course, the threat of the running quarterback, Caden Benson, just opens up the offense even more. And their defense, of course, through their second straight shutout in the region and in the state tonight.
Yep. Spending time with Matt Stewart from GPB Sports tonight was on the call for Creekside and Mays. We're keeping an eye on some of the other teams that, you know, seem to be teams we want to watch all the way down the wire. Carrollton obviously won. They were on national television today over in Birmingham, taking on Parker. And Milton, you know, taking on unbeaten Chattahoochee, totally on a different level. Thoughts about those two teams,
yeah,
you know, and their classification?
Yeah, I mean, I think Milton has been the class of 5A, and they still are. And 5A might be the deepest and toughest classification of them all. But, yeah, I think they're a cut above everybody else. They're probably, if you had an all classification tournament, I'd probably have them at the top of the bracket as the number one seed. Carrollton, I think, has asserted themselves clearly as the number one team in 6A. I think Buford's starting to make a move, and we're going to see them in a couple of weeks when they host unbeaten Collins Hill a couple of weeks from now on GPB Sports Football Fridays in Georgia. I think they're, you know, they've only lost to Milton 13-10. So I think they're making a move. They're going to be in the mix. I think this Creekside team that we saw tonight, they're going to be in the mix. This is a team, I mean, they're going to be playing on quarterfinal weekend, and they could be playing semifinal weekend. They could be making it to the state championship. Remember, they were 5A last year. They're 4A this year. They're just, they got they're loaded with athletes, and they're loaded with athletes on the defensive side of the ball. And the strength of their class is in their sophomore and junior class.
Wow.
I mean, this is a team that is pretty low on seniors. I think they only have like 8 seniors. This is a team that, you know, is going to be in the mix again for the state championship for at least another this year, next year, and year after that. I mean, they are loaded with young talent. And that's one of the things that Mo Dixon told us, you know, because he kept referring to that DeSoto game as a measuring stick game. You learn about yourself. I said, okay, so what did you learn? And he said, I learned I need to play my young guys, you know. So they got young guys playing ahead of seniors on this team. They're that talented. So they're really, really good. And I would expect Creekside to be in the conversation in 4A deep into the season.
Yeah, hard to believe, Matt, but we're actually halfway through the regular season tonight. You know, I mean, crazy, yeah. Goes fast. So, and you get to be everywhere. So last year, Sam, I remember Matt telling us probably about this time, maybe even a little earlier, that Walton – was a team that had always been good,
yeah.
But they were, you know, a little more good this year, and they're like a state championship contender. Who have you seen that maybe, and maybe it's Creekside, maybe it's what you're describing now, but who have you seen that's maybe a little better than you thought, or somebody in that Walton mold from last year that you're like, hey, you might want to keep an eye on these guys?
Well, I'm trying to think of, you know, who I've seen that I feel like is of that caliber, you know, that would be a surprise for us. And I don't know that I've seen anybody that kind of fits in that Walton category yet that I feel like is making the next step. I mean, pretty much everybody I think that we've seen have been, you know,
yeah, they're already there.
Legit teams that have, you know, that are already great and we expected to be great. And yeah, they are great kind of things. I mean, I don't know that I've seen, you know, any surprises there. Okay, I think the one that maybe as I'm kind of going through our schedule, who have I seen? I think maybe Valdosta. I think Valdosta is a team that's back in the mix. I think Shelton Felton's done a really good job with that team. I think they're a team that, you know, it's going to be them or Camden, I think, coming out of that region as the number one seed. And they're playing, I think, next week, if I'm not mistaken. I think they open against each other. And they'll do that in Valdosta. So that's going to be a good barometer game for all of us in the state to know, you know, which is the better team there. I think Colquitt, I'm not surprised. Colquitt is down. Walton is down. You know, down is relative to,
yeah, to their expectations.
Know,
yeah,
to their expectations. They're rebuilding. I mean, Colquitt County, you know, bringing back 4 starters off last year's team that I think won – if I'm not mistaken, they won 12 games. They went 12-1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They got beat by Milton in the quarters. We did that game. Yeah, I mean, they had 4 starters coming back. Walton had 4 starters coming back. I mean, you just can't expect, I mean, not in 6A, which was the former 7A, not in the top classification of the state of Georgia, can you expect to, you know, be bringing back just 4 starters and be competing at the state championship level with all the great talent in this state?
Yeah.
It's impossible. You got to be fully loaded. And I looked at those teams and I just didn't think they were fully loaded. They're great programs, great coaches. They'll be back. They're just not there this year, I don't think.
Yeah, spending time talking with Matt Stewart. I want to throw a couple of teams from Gwinnett County that I don't know if they can fly below the radar, but North Gwinnett and Grayson. And sometimes we talk so much about
those.
I kind of don't talk about them, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a testament to how deep 6A is.
Yeah, it really is. The condensing of the classes has just made
Yeah, that just shows you how. And we're going to see Grayson next week play at Newton. So it'll be our first chance to see the Rams. And Newton was the team that beat Grayson last year, kind of upset the apple cart. But Grayson's Grayson. You know, that's a team that's in the Final Eight every year. I expect the same thing from them this year. Uber talented. You know, their coach, young guy, done a super job there with that program. It's not an easy program to deal with because you got the expectations are so high. Every kid thinks he's going to be a major college football player, and in a lot of cases that's true. They will be, you know, so you got to deal with that. And so you got to deal with that. It's not an easy job, and he does a great job with it. And he's just, you know, and Fantavious is a young guy, and he's done a super job with it. We'll see him next week on Football Fridays in Georgia.
Yeah, they're
playing against a Newton team. Yeah, I think so, too. I'm a little surprised Newton is where they are right now, but we'll see. I bet we'll see some bounce back from Coach Josh Skelton's team here in the back half of the season.
Yeah, I think so, too. Newton's got athletes, and the athletes, they travel. Yeah. So I thought Grayson's win over Thompson in Alabama, probably one of the better wins we saw this year, even though kind of under the radar. But
that was a
Thompson
huge win.
Team is really good.
It was a huge win. Thompson's run that state.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about Hoover, but Thompson's the team that's run that state over the last 5-6 years.
Absolutely.
And for them to go over there and beat them the way they did, Thompson did not score a touchdown on them except in overtime.
Impressive.
I mean, Grayson's really good. North Gwinnett is really good. Eric Godfrey's done a super job taking over that program. It was a great job to step into. Left Parkview as alma mater to go there, and you can see why he did. I mean, North Gwinnett's a great program, and you know, that's another team. That's a quarterfinal team.
Yeah.
All these teams we've been talking about are top eight teams. They're in, you know, they're going to be playing not Thanksgiving week because nobody's playing Thanksgiving week this year for the first time ever.
Yeah.
They'll be playing that week before Thanksgiving and then getting, you know, and then you're going to get a break. It's going to be a really weird schedule this year because you're going to get a week between the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and then you're going to get over a week between the semifinals and the championship game. So it's good for the teams and the players, I think, in that, you know, if you got anybody that's banged up and hurt and all that kind of stuff, you got a great opportunity to get them back for the most important games of the season.
Matt, man, you know, appreciate it. We worked together last Saturday night.
I know. I was going to say, now, before we get out of here, I got to say this because I wasn't involved. And I know this high school football we're supposed to be talking about. But Matt and Sam on the Georgia State call to beat Vanderbilt, that was it, man. I appreciated that.
Thanks.
It was fun.
That
was awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a fun call. And, you know, who do you think's playing in those games? High school players are just older. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
So it is high school football. Everything comes from high school football. That's why I tell people, you know, and if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that a lot of times on Saturdays, even Sundays, when I'm tweeting about, you know, a player, I'll be like, in this case, GPB Sports Football Fridays lead to stardom on Saturdays or lead to NFL Sundays, and they do. This is where these kids get their starts.
Absolutely.
And we're very fortunate here in the state of Georgia in that we get to see them and put them on the stage, put them, you know, on television, you know, on a statewide level and, of course, with the app worldwide level. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and the players get a lot of attention, and deservedly so. It's great football.
Fantastic, fantastic. Man, we appreciate you spending some time with us on your ride home after your call down at the Swamp tonight. You know,
the Swamp. It is a swamp. You know that, right?
Yeah.
we were getting chewed up by mosquitoes before the game. There's a swamp, and literally they call it the Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Coach Dixon. I said, I thought you just called it the Swamp because, to be intimidating or something. He goes, no, really. There's a swamp out behind those trees. We can't expand the stadium at all because there's a swamp back there, and those swamp breed mosquitoes. And it was 90 degrees. I mean, those guys were hungry.
Ooh.
They were like,
wow.
They were feeding on the crew. So.
Well, Matt, we appreciate
it. Note to self, come back here in the fall.
Right.
Not when it's still summertime.
Yeah, really, really, really. Well, great call tonight on a game out there with a fantastic look at the Creekside team. And always great to catch you on the show when you have some time, man. Great to have you on with us.
Anytime, guys. You know my number, Sam, so just hit me up.
All right. We'll do that, folks. That's Matt Stewart, GPB Sports, spending some time with us here on the Scoreboard Show. All right, we got one more segment to go here. And we're going to get ready to wrap things up. on this Friday night. So glad you've been with us. We run down some of the finals and maybe look ahead to next week on the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Into our final segment here on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you've been with us. Hope you've been with us. Maybe you've been with us for a half the night. Maybe you've been with us since 7 o'clock. We appreciate you being with us. And we got one more person we want to check in with because they're off to a 4-0 start. And that is the Tri-City Bulldogs. And
Tri-City's 4-0.
They got to win that over Shiloh, you know?
Man.
And, you know, we hope we're going to catch up with Coach Hackney just a little bit here and get a chance to talk with him about the team and the start they've gotten off to. It's pretty impressive what they're doing, you know, down in South Side. We talk about others. When we get down below 166, we start talking about certain teams. We usually don't include Tri-Cities. But
not lately.
Yeah.
But we're going to this year.
This year we're going to include them.
Really big win for them tonight. It's a region win, too. And, you know, Tri-City's really looking to have one of their best seasons to start since 2002.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see, we got Coach. There we go. Coach Rodney Hackney. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. We want to spend a little time with you tonight. Congratulations on your win, Coach.
Hey, appreciate it, Sam. Thank you, sir.
Coach Hackney, man, 4-0. How about it?
I know, man.
From where you started, the team was 2-18 in 20 games before you got there, building that thing up.
Correct.
4-0. What's been the key to get to this point? I know you still want to do more, but what's been the key from the day you got there to today to having this little success, getting this thing rolling?
Besides the football guys bringing a little dust on us the last four games, other than that, it's really been mental toughness, man. We really worked hard in the offseason to make our kids mentally tough. That's something since I had at other schools. We knew that was going to be part of the key to get there, to be able to put us in that situation. And that's what we did. We just really did a great job. Shout out to my defense coordinator and strength coach, Max Wilkes. I mean, he did a tremendous job this offseason getting our kids prepared.
My goodness. Talk about this start in the game tonight. What was the thing that got you by Shiloh and your win tonight?
You know, it starts with our quarterback play, man. Nikai Roberts, he's a 2-year starter for me. You know, he made some mistakes, but he battled back. He made some key runs when we needed him. He made some key throws when we needed it. So just some small things that he did I thought was pretty good. We had also our running back, Arthur Brown, did a great job. He rushed tough and sealed the game at the end for us.
Talk about being a Tri-Cities and what this means to you. We talked about it before because it kind of brings life and career kind of full circle for you. You know, you got your roots in coaching at this school. What does it mean to you to have this kind of success at this time in your career there?
It's special, man, because this team is, I mean, we're talking about, we have about 45 players on varsity. We don't have a large varsity team, and those guys work really hard. It's really special. This is probably I've turned around a lot of schools, man. I lost count. But this one's special because a lot of people thought we couldn't do it, and we've done it. We still got a long way to go, but we're in a good position right now to at least fight for a playoff spot. So this one is real special. I think other schools will probably have more talent. So we're getting it out the mud. Like the kids like to say, we're getting out the mud, and the kids are working hard, man. And every win is just so special for us.
Hey, Coach, I think Sam was calling you old, but I'm just saying you're a veteran.
No, I didn't do that.
I'm just saying you're a veteran, okay?
Season. He's seasoned.
He didn't call me old. You're right. All right, but I'll take it.
All right, because you have turned around about 5 or 6 different teams in this area. So I got to ask this question. What is a key to turning a team around? What, just in general, not even Tri-Cities, what's been a consistent theme? Somebody listening right now that maybe their team's struggling – what's the key to turning the team around?
You know what? It starts with a real simple thing. Get them in one line. You know what? Kids today don't like discipline. So we start with that. That sounds very trivial, but that's really how simple it is. We start with getting them in one line and make them bond in a team. It works for the U.S. Army, and so it works for us. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things that we start with. That's our number one thing, and you'll see that when we come on the field, when we come off the field, and you'll be surprised how hard it takes. We probably, our first day of practice, we'll spend 30, 40 minutes because they won't get in the line. That's like, hey, really, coach? And I said, well, if they won't get in the line, they ain't going to be able to run the plays because they ain't going to do it. So we start with discipline and just little small things we do. So if you're out there, guys, trust me, I've been through it all. Start with the small things first. Don't jump the plays. Don't jump the formations and all that stuff. Start to get in one single line and make them do that correctly and then go from there. That's my deal.
Yeah. Next up, you guys got a Thursday night with the Lakeside. They got a win tonight over Dunwoody. And then we're going to look ahead to who else you got in your region. But that's your next game coming up.
Yeah, Coach Starr, man, I'm terrified already. I haven't thought about it. I was trying to enjoy my win to ride home. But Coach Starr does a great job, man. I already know that. I knew coming into that region, he helped me. He had already been up there a minute, so he kind of helped me get adjusted with what was going on and when I got into the region. So I really appreciate him. He's been a good friend over the years. I've been knowing him since he was at Tri-Cities. Actually, he was the coach at Tri-Cities at one time. So he does a great job. I know he's going to have his kids ready. We got to play him up there on a Thursday night. It's going to be a tough game for us, but we're going to enjoy this one tonight. It's been almost 10 years. My kids were 6 and 7 years old when we won homecoming last time. So we're going to enjoy this one tonight, and then we'll worry about Lakeside the Cab on Sunday.
Well, Coach, Tri-Cities made the playoffs last 13 years ago.
Yeah, 13 a long time.
Years ago.
Wow.
And
yeah,
you guys are on the path to having a chance anyway, putting yourself in the mix.
Yeah, a chance, yeah.
And that's exciting, man. I know one thing, too, from one old guy to another. Like you can you enjoy these moments, man. Enjoy that win.
Oh,
enjoy
man,
the time
do.
To turn
you
that
do.
Around.
Because you put so much into it. We do, us high school coaches put so much time into this, man. People don't know. It's hard to win a football game, man.
Yep.
It's hard. People don't realize it's hard to win a football game. So if your team won tonight, be thankful to that head coach because he put a lot of work into it, and it's very hard, man. The coaches, don't be hard on yourself. Take that win, man, and enjoy it because they don't always come. I've been on both sides of the road.
That's right. That really is my number one advice. People ask me what I would tell them or what I would do differently or something like that. It really is because you're so quick to say, well, don't say we might make the playoffs, coach, because, we still got this and that. I'm just like, look, you guys are in the mix, man. You're 4-0.
Yeah,
like take a minute and enjoy that.
It doesn't
jinx you for the next game.
my kids are a little upset. They thought we could have played better, and we could have. But at the end of the day, this time last year, we didn't have a shot. So
right.
I told them, man, enjoy the win. We'll make the corrections, and we'll worry about that type of stuff when we come back into on Monday. But you got to enjoy. Like I say, I've been on both ends. Winning football games is hard, guys. I won a lot of them, but I earned all of them, to be honest with you. So. Yeah.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and congratulations on the great start. And we'll look up catching up with you.
I appreciate you, Sam.
Later on this season. Always great to catch up with you now.
You too, sir. I appreciate you guys.
All right, that is Coach Rodney Hackett down at Tri-Cities getting a big win tonight.
Yeah, that meant what I said. That was awesome, man. Tri-Cities was, 1-9, 0-10, 1-8, 1-9. This is the years coming up to Coach Hackney's time. So, I mean, they, like I said, hadn't even made the playoffs in the last 13 seasons. That being in the mix is something special.
Yeah.
And they should be proud of that. And especially in an era where a lot of the players in the middle school grades and all, if your team's not very good, they just kind of find them another place to go, right?
Right.
So you got to fight that too. You got to get that thing rolling, knowing some of the probably kids that used to live in Tri-City District don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And you still got to go win some ball games. So, I mean, my hat's off to Coach Hackney. And everybody in those situations trying to turn something around. It's really hard to turn a team that struggled around.
Yeah, and I'm sure the people in the community are probably very excited about it. Got one more update. We still got Derek Richmond. Got Derek Richmond from Forsyth Sports with an update for us. Let's check in with Derek.
The Pinecrest Talons then dominated Young American Christians 49-0 at home, which was a little surprising since both teams entered this game undefeated. Pinecrest Academy quarterback Matthew Mitchell threw 5 touchdown passes, 3 of them in the first half. Wide receiver Matthew Tollett hauled in 3 of them and then rushed for a 65-yard tutty. Meanwhile, the defense played lights out for the Pinecrest Paladins, 5 turnovers on each play of the Young American Christians drive, they turned the ball over, which was fumbling the ball or throwing an interception, even including when they was on the move from the Pinecrest 15-yard line. Pinecrest Academy, only undefeated team in Forsyth County since East Forsyth lost tonight against North Oconee. I'm Derek Richmond, sports reporter for Forsyth County News.
All right, thanks so much, Derek, for checking in with us from Forsyth County. And, you know, that's what we're talking about. Chris.
Yeah, my man's got a half suit on, black on one side, green on the other. And Sam's saying I need to, you know, I have to wear a suit most every day to work, Sam, but I don't think I really can pull that off. I mean, he's pulling it off.
Is he? I don't think so.
Well, maybe he's not. But however much he's pulling it off, I'd be less than that. Okay? So I don't think I'm going to be owning any suits like that anytime soon.
You know what the issue is that he half committed because the tie isn't duo. The tie is just green.
The tie was
needs
green.
To be black and green.
See,
yeah, I mean,
he half sold it.
He didn't go all the
sometimes
way.
Sometimes you try so hard to make a fashion statement, you go the opposite way. You know what I mean?
Well,
it has one of those feels.
Well, sometimes
yeah.
the statement needs an interpreter.
So yeah. Yeah, sorry, we got distracted.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But nevertheless, congrats to Pinecrest.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, we're coming in next week. We got some games coming up next week. Blessed Trinity, of course, they played Hebron Christian tonight. They got Savannah Christian coming up next.
Yeah, that next is, week. Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been getting easier for them.
Not at all. Up the road, up 75, you got Adairsville at Calhoun. Jonesboro got the big win tonight as a reward. They get Central Carrollton next week. You know, so we're looking at some really good ball games. Etowah and Cherokee, you know, that one's coming up next week. Lowndes against Colquitt County.
Mm.
Yep. So these games that we're watching for next week. I don't know. We have to watch out for Eric Slaughter.
He'll be trying to go down there.
You know, he will, you know. You take your eye off him for just a minute, and he's like on the Land Cruiser headed down I-75. We talked with Coach Small earlier from East Coweta. They're going to be home, but they got a tough assignment coming up with Cambridge next week. You know, Commerce, you know, had a tough loss tonight. They got Elbert County next week. So just look at some of the games that are coming up, and we want to watch for next week on the Scoreboard Show as we get deeper into region play and into the back half of the schedule, if we can say that. Can we say that yet? We get into the back half of the schedule.
Yes, Sam. Actually, as we speak, we are halfway through the schedule. There's 12 weeks of the regular season. You know, everybody plays 10 of them.
Yeah.
And we just finished week 6, and we're like 2 minutes from finishing week 6.
Man.
So we're officially halfway through the regular season now. What do we know? Well, we know a little. But I'll tell you what, the second half, you learn a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So the last 6 weeks, you learn a lot more than you learn those first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And so teams are going to have to battle each other that are undefeated. They're going to have to line up with the people in their region. It's not going to be about who had an easier schedule versus who had a harder schedule. We're all going to play each other now. And you're going to see who's best, and you're going to get the playoff seeding from that. And it's going to be exciting, but whenever you think you know, usually you don't.
Found out you don't know. Yeah, that's some games coming out. Grayson and Newton coming up next week. Matt Stewart was talking with us about that one.
I think he broke the news on that GPB game.
The GPB game is coming up next week. And Newton. Langston Hughes is going to play at Noonan next week. North Oconee, see the show. We got Pickens and North Hall. Coming up next week.
There you go, Ellie.
That's where the Dragons are going.
Yeah, the Dragons will be at North Hall next week. Ellie will not be in the studio with us, so we're not going to let her come every week now.
No?
We can't be making we that. Can't, I mean, we can't she can't be back. Stealing my thunder.
She can't come back?
It's my one opportunity.
But we enjoyed her so much.
She did pretty good.
She did pretty good. See?
There's always room for improvement, right? There's always room for improvement. You did good, Ellie.
Yeah. You were fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course.
All right. And you got to come back again.
I'll try.
Okay.
If she's allowed. Yeah.
If she's allowed. Yeah.
You got to check with Dom, see if it's okay.
It's nice having a replacement Parker.
Yeah.
a replacement Parker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about, Dom.
Folks, it has been a wonderful night tonight. I want to thank for all of our contributors who are out there working with us tonight. You know, Damian Day-Day Lewis, Garrett Chapman, Eric Slaughter, Simone Stanley with us tonight, and Paul Sumner, our cup reporter, our other cup reporter, from Harrison High School tonight. Enjoyed his contributions as well. Great to have Deion Grant on with us and Coach Mike Hancock joining us earlier from Appalachia to give us an update on the team there as well. We thank you for being with us. Dom Cherosky, exemplary work as always on the other side of the glass. I'm back here Sunday morning with Greg Clarkson from 6 to 10, which is a big day. All of our weekday talent here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be on throughout the day on Sunday, walking you up to Sunday Night Football with the Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night. That's going to be big. Until then, for Chris Parker and Ellie Parker, Sam Crenshaw, say have a great time. We'll see you next week here on the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.